Putin running scared. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network, this week from the Republican Convention in St. Paul. I was talking to Senator Orrin Hatch here in St. Paul Monday about the qualifications of Sarah Palin to be vice president, and he was unequivocal. She'd make an excellent vice president, he said during our interview, and when I asked him if she could step in and face down Vladimir Putin if she had to, he said not only would she be ready, but Putin would find himself with a very formidable adversary.
I have a feeling that not only is she ready, that Putin would find himself with a very formidable adversary who he would have a very difficult time handling.
Well, it didn't take long. Putin must have gotten the word, because there he is in the Times of London, dressed in camouflage, holding a rifle, standing over a limp tiger. It was only a tranquilizer gun, but still, could this be a coincidence? The story was about Putin blowing off Europe's threats to dismiss Russia from the G8 for its invasion of Georgia. He seems to think that just because Europe gets more than a quarter of its gas supplies from Russia, that they in fact will never kick Russia out. I guess their sharply worded press releases no longer scare him. But of course, depending on how the U.S. election turns out, he could, before long, be face-to-face not just with some Galois-smoking European, but a new American vice president whose skills seem to be growing daily and who is, in fact, a trained and armed member of the NRA. Well, Mr. Putin, I've seen the picture, and it's a nice try, but I tell you what. You go to Alaska and take down a grizzly while raising five kids, and then we'll be impressed. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.